not about bunnies or the baskets and the eggs. But it's Easter here tomorrow. Seems the free world, you know they want all the candy. But Jesus saved souls from their sorrow. Yeah. Why it's Easter. It's Easter on Sunday morning. Yeah. That's why it's Easter. Yeah. It's Easter on Sunday morning. Why in the world did you shed his blood in exchange for me? And pay my dues to save me. Everyone who wants to receive it need only believe. And I'm happy now that Christ forgave me. Whoa. Ooh, that's why it's Easter. Yeah. It's Easter on Sunday morning.
It's an exciting weekend here on Apologetics with an X as we celebrate Christ's resurrection. Jerry Q here, along with Jay, the lyricist and lead singer from that parody band. And, we're excited and we're praying for our friends and neighbors who haven't had a chance to experience Christ in their life, as we have a chance to, hopefully they can get it through this Easter season. And while it technically isn't called Easter in the Bible, it's a name for a season that we've used as we've celebrate Christ's resurrection for a long time, Jay.
Yeah, and don't let somebody tell you, oh, it means Ishtar, you can't celebrate Easter. Do your research on Christian history and the church and stuff. You're fine to call it Easter. It's a great thing. I think most kids love Christmas more than Easter, you know, because you get better souvenirs. The Christ's virgin birth was really important. So Christmas is crucial, but his death and resurrection are even more important. You know, he's not a baby anymore. He's not dead anymore either. And so that opening tune, it's called Easter, and it's okay to call it Easter.
All right. Well, we're going to move on with some more great tunes here to celebrate Christ's resurrection, and we'll share some more of those apologetics tunes with us, Jay.
Sure. This next bunch of songs, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. the Apostle Paul talks about the importance of the resurrection. And one of the things he says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sin. Then those also have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. There's good news. He didn't just die. And that's the title of his first song. And it says called Didn't Just Die. It's a very powerful song. I can't wait for you to hear it. The next song in the set is called Huge Slumber Party. That's a goofy title, but it must have looked like a huge slumber party with all those Roman soldiers unconscious around the empty tomb after Jesus rose from the dead. Of course, the Bible says the soldiers didn't fall asleep. They fainted from fear after an angel appeared and rolled the stone away. But the chief priests and elders paid the soldiers a large sum of money to claim that they'd fallen asleep on the job. And Jesus' disciples had stolen the body, is what they said, even though that's not what really happened. And the disciple who is narrating this song knows that, so it's from his perspective. You know, over 500 different people would see Jesus alive in the 40 days after his resurrection. But Mary Magdalene was the first one. And the last song in the set that we're playing right now relates that encounter and the skeptical reaction of the apostles when Mary tried to tell them she just saw Jesus risen from the dead. But once Peter and John saw the empty grave, they couldn't dance around the facts. There's a little clue for you about what kind of song we're playing here. There are quite a few other ladies named Mary in the New Testament, but Mary Magdalene got her name from her hometown of Magdala, a city on the coast of the Sea of Galilee. The song we spoofed here was the number one song the week my oldest daughter was born. And why I tell you that is because I wrote it not too long after that, and about 2 decades later, we finally got her to sing it. So God gave me the song and the singer about the same time. We just had to wait a lot longer for the singer to arrive. So it's called Magdalena.
Jesus said he was just dead. Everlasting life that he was living, they'd soon get a surprise. He didn't just die.
were looking down, they're all asleep. In the place where he was laid is rolled up sheets. You know, it's like a huge slumber party. You know, it's like a huge slumber party. Someone has moved that old huge stone, but how can this be? 'Cause it must have weighed a ton and all could see. You know it's hard to lose someone's body. You know it's hard to lose someone's body. Someone broke through.
Magdalena, you're the first to see Christ since the day you passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena!
Aye. Now don't you worry about the Lord, friends. Although he seemed to be finito, I know one thing, he's still standing. It does no good to cry. Now, come on, what was I supposed to do? He was out of the tomb, and his true friends were still crying.
All the apostles said, we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day you passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena! All the apostles said, we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day you passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena!
Aye. apostles said, we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day you passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena! All the apostles said, we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day you passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena! Said we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day you passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena! All the apostles said we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day you passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena! All the apostles said we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day you passed away now. How are we supposed to believe in what you say now? Hey, Magdalena! All the apostles said, we hear you, Magdalena. You're the first to see Christ since the day you passed away now.
All right, wow, what a lineup. And we know you spent some time on the lyrics to make these parodies so special, Jay.
Yeah, we do. We spend a lot of time. We spend a lot of time in the Bible. I started reading the Bible about 30 years ago, and I read it the whole way through. I liked it so much, I read it again the whole way through and never stopped. I try to read it at least once a year and every day, and it doesn't make me any more special than anybody else, but I need it. And I tell you what, Bible's the only book I've ever found, and I love books. The only book I've ever found that gets better each time you read it, and it's 100% true. And so these stories we're relating to you today are true, and we put a lot of work into them because we believe that they are life-changing, and it's the Word of God, and we don't want to monkey around with it. But just because their songs are funny doesn't mean they're not true.
All right, let's move ahead with some more apologetics for the next songs, pointing us to Christ's resurrection and awesome things to follow. Jay, what's up coming up here next?
Sure. The first song is the resurrection account from Peter's perspective. Now, when I was doing research for this song, which is called One Headline, I noticed something I'd overlooked before. And I think most of us are familiar with the story in John's Gospel, how Peter and John ran to the tomb and found it empty, but did not see Jesus. And we all know that Jesus appeared to the apostles that evening when all of them, except Thomas, were together. But I overlooked the fact that in Luke 24, it says that the apostles tell the disciples who just returned from the Emmaus Road experience, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us about that appearance to Simon. And that Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, about Jesus, that he appeared to Cephas, which is another name for Peter, and then to the 12. So both those match up, that Jesus appeared to Peter beforehand, even though it doesn't tell us about that occurrence. So I was familiar with those verses, but I never really pondered their implication that Jesus must have appeared to Peter sometime between the empty tomb visit Sunday morning and the apostolic gathering Sunday evening. So this song is kind of speculating on what must have been going through Peter's head, and from that story in John that we know about, and what happened at night, what happened in between. So it's just it doesn't get extra biblical on you. It's just kind of thinking what it must have been like. Now, the second song in the set is called Emmaus. It's one of the oldest apologetic songs, not this recording. We did this recording in 2015, but it's one of the first songs I ever wrote, although I revised it a bit when we did it in 2015. But the Gospel of Luke tells us that Jesus also appeared to two disciples, including one named Cleopas, as they were walking that Sunday morning on the way to a town called Emmaus. They didn't recognize him at first, but he spent the rest of the walk explaining to them how the Old Testament had predicted that Christ would have to suffer and die and then rise from the dead. Later, when they invited him home for dinner, they recognized him when he broke the bread and gave thanks to the Father. But then he disappeared from their sight, since they realized, oh my gosh, it's Jesus. Now he's gone. So they rushed back to the other disciples to tell them the news, and they found out the other disciples had some news of their own. And that's what the next song is about. See, because just as they were talking about all this with the disciples, and they're comparing notes, yeah, he raised, he appeared to us, he appeared to Peter. Jesus appeared again to all, seemingly from out of nowhere, and through locked doors. You see the movie The Avengers, see that Marvel character, the Vision, who can go through walls. But this is much cooler than that. Jesus came from out of nowhere through locked doors. That made him think it's a ghost, But he showed them his nail-scarred hands and feet and asked them to give him some food. And he ate it, proved he was indeed alive. And so their they're all super happy. And those very scars that Jesus showed them are from the wounds by which we would be healed, according to the ancient prophecies in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. And that's why our third song instead is called Scars, because it's about this whole encounter and about Jesus saying, look at my scars, it's true that I'm not a ghost, I'm the real deal.
Just release. our troubles, walked away our pain. When today the sun rose up, talked as we walked our road towards a man's way. When a stranger stunned both of us, we'll be right back.
Well, Jay, I know there are still some apologetics fans out there that are curious about how to get this great music you're playing here. And I know you've done something like 600 plus songs. How do they find out what all we've got to present to them here, my friend?
Well, you know, you can go to apologetics.com. The thing to remember is the wonderful title of this show that Jerry named Apologetic with an X, because we stick a big X on the end instead of a C. So just go to apologetics.com or look up Apologetics with an X on Facebook. You can go to Google if you can't remember anything else, because we'll show up a zillion times. You go to YouTube, look up Apologetics. You'll find videos for hundreds of songs that fans have made. You'll find a few we've made. You go to iTunes or Amazon MP3. Our music's there. Like I like to say, Apologetics is everywhere.
Well, that's a special season for Christians to be pointed to the cross and then to the empty tomb, but we hope you're paying attention to the lyrics, and that will point your unsaved friends to the music and subsequent message. What are we going to hear next here, Jay, on Apologetics with an X?
Sure. This next song is one of the very first parodies I ever wrote as a new Christian, long before Apologetics. And when Paul is summarizing the gospel to the Corinthians, he starts out with this. He says, "For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." Simply put, he died and rose. And that's the title of this song, Died and Rose. It's one of our most popular songs from over the years. The second song deals one of the most powerful moments in the Bible, deals with one of the most powerful moments in the Bible for me. And that's when the Apostle Thomas finally sees the risen Christ. You remember the story, you know, Jesus had appeared to the disciples on Sunday, but Thomas wasn't there. And he didn't believe the other disciples when they told him that Jesus had risen, and it appeared to them. In fact, he said he wouldn't believe unless he actually got to see the nail marks and put his fingers in them, put his hand into Christ's wounded side. It's not that Thomas didn't want to believe. It's just like, don't tease me with this, man. My heart's broken. Well, anyway, a week later, Jesus appears again to his disciples, this time with Thomas there, and invited Thomas to see and touch for himself. You know, can you imagine how stunned, how embarrassed Thomas might have been? But, you know, Jesus didn't yell at him, you know what I mean? And Thomas falls down on his knees and says, "My Lord and my God." Notice Jesus didn't rebuke him and say, "I'm not Lord, I'm not God." No, Jesus accepted Thomas's worship because Jesus was God, and Thomas and still is. And Thomas went on to become a great missionary, as you know from history, apparently to Babylon, certainly to India, and he died as a martyr. So this is not a coward. This is not an unbeliever. He just had his moment of doubt. So God is merciful with us. So if you've had your moments of doubt, or you will, keep this mind and this story in mind. And it's called Tom Saw Yah. The next song is for those skeptics who choose to remain skeptics. And it's called You May Be Right. You know, some skeptics claim that Jesus' disciples faked his resurrection. They stole his body after he died, even though there was a large stone rolled in front of the grave and a Roman guard present to prevent such a thing. You know, doesn't it seem strange that the same disciples who ran and hid when the living Christ was taken by the religious authorities would suddenly get bold and try to take the dead Christ from the far more intimidating Roman army? It doesn't make sense. Other unbelievers say that Jesus faked his death, that he was only near death, you know, not actually dead after receiving 39 lashes, being beaten with rods, being crowned with thorns, setting a cross out of town up a hill, being nailed to a cross, then having a spear through his side. And think about that. If you saw anybody short of Superman take that kind of punishment in a movie and not actually die, you'd think that movie was impossible to believe. Isn't it funny that those people who find it so hard to teach in Christ's resurrection explain it away with theories that are just as hard to believe? And as the song says, they may be right, I say they're crazy.
Sunday because we'd seen Christ. The day Tom Sawyer spear pierced side. Though his mind was not convinced, he couldn't doubt the evidence. He observed his sight and hands, finding out the way we did. You're risen! What you pray? That's legit. The world says, the world says, love and life are cheap. Maybe now the price will rise. Today Tom Sawyer, he said, eyes on you. And the face he just made, it was quite a view. We'll be right back.
looking for. If you hate the light, it's too late to save you. My faith is strong because I know the way you died.
Well, we're having so much fun with the show today, getting you reconnected with some of your favorites from the past, but changing up the focus just a bit when it comes to the lyrics. Jay, you've been Christianizing the oldies for a quarter of a decade or better. What do you think your niche is, so, and why is it so important for our listeners?
Yeah, I guess it's because I think music is a universal language, and music in English language is like a universal language. People, you know, we have fans all over the world, Jay. I can't believe we get email from Russia. We was just corresponding with a guy from France this past week. Lots of countries where you think, how do guys from, you know, from Norway, Sweden, you know, all over the world, certainly Australia and English-speaking countries, but countries where you, like China, India, you think, how do they know English? Because English is like a second language to the people for whom it is not the first language. And music, the music of the last 50 years, the last 60 years, rock and roll, is like a universal language too. And here we are taking the Word of God and applying it to a universal language, just like, you know, the apostles put, you know, the gospel into Greek, which was the language everybody spoke. And music and rock and roll is the language that so many people speak. And that's all we're doing, is inserting the Word of God. And that's why I think it's important. You know, God, what God does with our, with what we do is all up to Him. And anything good that comes from us is as a result from Him. But I think that's why it's important.
All right. Well, we're going to have to put the wraps on another week of Apologetics with an X, a very special show today. And personally, use this special time of the year when your friends may be just a little bit more open to attending church to let them know why you are a Christian and how it is important for them to also know Jesus. So thanks for sharing your thoughts and maybe even apologetics music with those you love hanging out with.
Yeah, thank you so much. We were honored when we started this out. I mean, if somebody said that anybody would listen to our songs, let alone so many people, when we get a chance to do it, we're just blown away. And we're gonna finish up this set with some cool songs, okay? Start out, we've got some cool Easter tribute for you, okay? The earliest Easter on record was March 22nd, and the latest was April 25th. So if you're wondering, March 22nd is as early as it ever gets, and April 25th is as late as it ever gets. The date varies, but the message stays the same. You know, Jesus rose up, and He'll raise us. And the first song we're gonna do in this last set is called "Rose Up." So just remember, that's the message. He rose up, He'll raise up. The second song we're going to do is called "Role Never Changes." Now, there's some wrestling involved in spiritual life. You know, Ephesians talks about we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but powers and principalities. Jesus and Satan don't switch roles every now and then like the WWE wrestlers do. You know, thankfully for us. Only the strong survive. You can't fight this battle without Christ. Satan's role is the same. You know, he is a liar and a murderer. Jesus is the truth and the life. Now, which one are you going to take? And now the Bible says Jesus is our high priest forever, who always lives to make intercession for us. His role never changes. Like I said, that's the name of this song. And for our next to last song, it's called "For Just You." Now, maybe you've heard this statement before. People say, Jesus would have died on the cross for you, even if you were the only sinner in the world. And you might say, is there any biblical evidence to back that up? And I'd like to point you to this. Luke chapter 15. It's a story you've probably heard before. Jesus told a parable about a shepherd leaving 99 in his flock to find one lost sheep. You remember what Jesus said he was? He said he's a good shepherd. So yes, he really would have come for just you. But guess what? He had to come for billions and billions of others too. And I'm just glad that he came for us. And anyway, there's your proof. This one's called "For Just You."
Oh! Jesus' crowns have come down from his throne above. They've come down for just you. Well, if a sheep in its flock is wandering off, you'll find and get you like good shepherds do. Well, you find in scripture, it's real affection. Hey, catching sheep. Though it's strange to suggest we're just fishing his nets, with lives he's rescued. He'll hold a soiree when he finds where you are. That don't mean I'll just let you there. It could be next door or on a safari. On the day you pray, you'll pay your fare. Like Pepe Le Pew, nobody wanted you all home. Well, when God's son chooses you, yeah, go on and tell me you ain't important. When Jesus Christ has come down from his throne above to come die for just you. Well, if a sheep in his flock is wandering off, you'll find to get you like good shepherds do. Well, you find in scripture, it's real affection. Suggest we're just fishing his nets with lives he's rescued. Now I know it's hard to swallow, but baby's skilled at finding sheep. Cries can reach ya, cries can keep ya. But Jesus' love is everlasting deep. Now, like Pepe Le Pew, nobody wanted you all home. Well, what's your new excuse? Oh, I really hate to ask right now. Would Jesus Christ have come down from his throne above and come die for just you? Well, if a sheep in his flock is wandering off, he'll find and get you like good shepherds do. Well, you find in scripture, real affection. Suggest we're just fishing his nets, what lies his rescue. Amazing grace that saved me. I was blind and such a jerk and so bad. When I was still a prodigal, he told me, kid, don't run from your dad. Yes, he did.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.